Man pleads guilty to conspiring to act as a legal agent of the Chinese government in the United States. Texas Border Business, U.S. Department of Justice. Yuanjun Tang, 68, a naturalized citizen of the United States and resident of Flushing, Queens, pleaded guilty today to conspiring to act in the United States as an unregistered agent of the People's Republic of China, PRC. According to court documents, Tang is a former PRC citizen who was imprisoned in the PRC for his activities as a dissident opposing the one-party authoritarian political system controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, the PRC's sole ruling party, including during the 1989 Tiananmen Square demonstrations. In 2002, Tang defected to Taiwan, and he was subsequently granted political asylum in the United States. He has since resided continuously in New York City, where he has regularly participated in events with fellow PRC dissidents and leads a nonprofit dedicated to promoting democracy in China. Between at least 2018 and June 2023, Tang acted in the United States as an agent of the PRC by gathering information and completing tasks at the direction of the PRC's Ministry of State Security, MSS, which is the PRC's principal civilian intelligence agency. The MSS is responsible for, among other things, the PRC's foreign intelligence, counterintelligence, espionage, and political security functions. Specifically, Tang regularly received instructions from and reported to an MSS intelligence officer regarding individuals and groups viewed by the PRC as potentially adverse to the PRC's interests, including prominent U.S.-based Chinese democracy activists and dissidents. This included providing the MSS information about specific individuals identified by the MSS as persons of interest, as well as naming, photographing, and recording individuals participating in pro-democracy activities in the U.S. Tang provided the MSSA a range of additional information, such as contact information belonging to immigration lawyers based in New York City and details about the process for gaining political asylum in the United States. Tang accepted monetary payments for his work and traveled at least three times to Macau and mainland China for face-to-face meetings with MSS intelligence officers, during which he submitted to polygraphs and questioning. During one of these meetings, he allowed the MSS to install an application on one of his cell phones to facilitate the instantaneous transmission of photographs and other information from his phone to the MSS and accepted a laptop for use in communicating with the MSS. Tang used a large number of electronic devices and online services to collect or transmit information on behalf of the MSS. Law enforcement agents recovered specific instructions Tang received from the MSS, including via encrypted methods, as well as photographs, videos, and documents that Tang collected or created for transmission to the MSS. Tang not only provided the MSS information about specific individuals and events but also helped the MSS infiltrate a group chat on an encrypted messaging application used by numerous U.S.-based PRC dissidents and pro-democracy activists to communicate about pro-democracy issues and express criticism of the PRC government. Tang pleaded guilty to one count of conspiring to act as an agent of a foreign government without notifying the Attorney General, which carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for January 29, 2026. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. The FBI New York field office is investigating the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jane Yumi Chong for the Southern District of New York and trial attorney Sean O'Dowd of the National Security Division's Counterintelligence and Export Control Section are prosecuting the case. Updated September 16, 2025. First name email.